Really interesting developments happening in Nelson Mandela Bay today. There is supposed to be a council meeting today because there is a motion of no confidence in the Nelson Mandela Bay mayor, Retief Orendal, that's been moved by the EFF and the ANC. There was a court application that was brought this morning, and the decision by the court was that this meeting must proceed. But what's interesting for me is that we've seen some residents of Nelson Mandela Bay actually protesting in support of the mayor, Retief Orendal. So they've been burning tires and blocking some roads, calling for Retief Orendal to stay in his post amidst fears that political instability would delay service delivery, which is exactly what we're seeing in Joburg and in Ekurhuleni and Tshwane as well. Let's speak to Ntsikelelo Qoyo, who's a politics reporter at the Herald newspaper in Gqeberha. Ntsikelelo, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. Well, let us know, where are we at the moment with this council sitting today? Is it going ahead?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and to your listeners. Well, the council, which was originally supposed to start at 9 a.m. this morning, has been twice delayed. Firstly, the Speaker, Gerry Van Niekerk, told us that he was waiting for a copy of the judgment from this morning, the one you alluded to, and then he recessed until 12, midday. And now, just after 12, he did come back again. He then told the House or the Council that he is now waiting for an original copy of the judgment, and then made another recess until 1 p.m. So we are still expecting a Council meeting, but yeah, it's still the same as this morning.
What is the likelihood of Retief Orendal being voted out here?
Look, if we are strictly speaking on numbers, there is a good likelihood, because you will understand that the mayor was in a coalition with 9 other parties, a coalition of 10 parties, and they had a majority of 62 seats. From what we understand, the ANC has managed to cobble together its own coalition, with 3 of those members moving away from the DA, 3 of those parties moving away from the DA. From what we are counting, we are expecting 62, at least 61 councillors to vote out the mayor and vote in a new mayor.
Ntsikelelo, thank you very much. Ntsikelelo Qoyo, politics reporter at the Herald newspaper in Gqeberha, speaking to us there. And Retief Orendal has always said, I'm in the job for as long as I'm in the job for. He always knew that the risk was there that he could be voted out. And I read an interview where he said he's just getting done what he can get done while he is there. And now it seems as though he could very likely be voted out today.